No, I'm alright.
You want a hot one?
No, I've got to stay off the caffeine.
It's not doing you good.
Yeah, I've got to stay off it. I'm better. I just feel a bit. It's just.
Caffeine not helping?
No. I've got to stay off it. Cause the medication that I'm on, duloxetine, it affects your heart. So you got to kind of stay off the caffeine and stuff like that.
Can it exacerbate your symptoms as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Got to go for another medication review. I think not next week, but the week after.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to go inside. Obviously, to have this conversation and stuff.
That's fine.
You're
all right here.
Yeah, I think this is the quietest we're gonna.
Get
it, to be honest. I obviously we can't speak about the suspension and stuff like that. But I wanted to show you. I know how it must have looked when I was trying to put my sickness in and stuff like that. I get it, but that was my conversation with the doctors. I think it will give you a better understanding. When I was in 2015, I quite a violent sexual assault against me, and Sean knows about it, and so does Rebecca,
okay.
and I can't really speak to Arshawn, because I don't speak to one of my oldest brothers, because it was like that when we were younger, and he just stopped drinking about a year ago. Because I think it affects him in that way still.
Right.
But I also know that I have a problem speaking when I'm uncomfortable, and I've been sitting on it for a long time, maybe about before last Christmas.
Yeah.
I've been picking on it, and I didn't want anyone to see me for I didn't want anyone to see me for that, in where and I'd already engaged with Rasa in 2015.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go again, because you know a lot of artists and that go there, and I've changed gyms twice and everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't know where to go or what to do.
Okay.
And he said, you, when I was 19, I went there because it was like my body, and I thought if I was to sort everything else out, that I would have the skills to get through this one.
Yeah, you're right. Do you want to come sit in the car?
I'm all tired out, to be honest with you. But like, I didn't know what to do, but I knew I had a problem.
Yeah, makes sense.
I didn't want anyone in work to see me as like, as that.
I didn't, and
I'm not gonna lie, how that all happened the other week made me feel like I was getting punished for
so much hate
for it, and I needed a safe space for a little bit, and then I didn't have that for a bit, and like I've been having these things where when I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up and I'd still be in it, and I'd have these like echoes like in like the back of my head of like panting and that.
Yeah.
Panting and the night I didn't go to work on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was getting bad, and my body was kind of giving up on me, and it's kind of choking a bit. And I messaged Paulie and said, I can't come in. That was the Thursday, and then we went for breakfast on the Friday, and I just had to kind of put a brave face on and that, and it was my deadline from the work. And
to be on Lafayette to take on.
And when he came to my house, my bits and that was sore. And I'd spent all night. I'd spent all night. Spent all night. Hearing things that weren't there, maybe shit there. I was stuck. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to help. That was more important. And I tried to get the therapy in my head. We've recently been taking all that sort of stuff. And it doesn't work. And like, it doesn't matter.
Is this why you're in the hostel accommodation?
No, I And this is the thing, Katie, everyone like says, oh, lived experience and stuff like that. But no one sat down with me and gone, what is it? What makes you?
Yeah.
What makes you good? What makes it perfect? I wouldn't wish me lived experience on anyone. And then, and Obviously, my mum passed away and my dad got really sick. It was in the household, but my oldest brother, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
No one else. But my mum was sexually assaulted to have a first kid, who's Stephen. And I know it was learned behaviour and stuff like that. The social workers and all that, all sorts of whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was awful. I looked after my dad, and my dad had Alzheimer's in the end, and I used to put him to bed. And I used to change his nappy when he'd come into the bathroom and try and drown me because he didn't know who I was. And stuff like that, I knew I was different from everyone that I worked with. I knew I felt different. And I'm embarrassed out of everything. I'm embarrassed that I'm having to tell you this because I just didn't want you to think I'm a liar.
I don't think you're a liar.
And I was and I was okay. Until I wasn't. And it's been for ages. I even got rid of. When I got rid of the bed and that, after when I was starting to pick at it. When I gave it to the care, I was starting to pick at it way before then. And it's not because that's a grand scene or nothing, but I've cried a lot in that bed and that.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell people who don't care.
Who do you think doesn't
you
care?
Don't know me.
Who do you think doesn't care? We do care.
I need to keep going. This is embarrassing for me. I came outside to a wooden car. It's just there.
I'm going to go in the car.
I'm going to bake my tits off as well to be there.
I'm going to sit in my car if you want.
I am. I don't want to feel camped in on that.
Yeah.
But I know. But it just felt like I was getting punched.
With what's gone on now.
And
I can understand why you'd feel like that.
It's been hard, Katie, like I weren't going to be here a couple of months ago and I needed to take that and thought about everyone.
Well, we all want you to be here. Now, it might not feel like that now because we're all restricted and we can't have contact. because we don't want to. That's what you need to remember. The amount of people that have asked about you. Like, you don't have to believe me when I say it, but honestly, everybody is wanting to know how you are. And I've just told people that you're not sick. And even people out of, like, the main offices are asking about you, because everyone cares about you. This situation is one of the hardest situations I've had to deal with, because I can't get involved in that aspect of it at this point. And also, I've spent weeks in absolute, I don't even know what the word is, just conflicted. Because you know, I care about you.
And I get it, and policy and procedure, I totally get that, but it's just couldn't come up the worst
time. Yeah, I know, and obviously I've not known about this, but it makes
I didn't want anyone to know
I can understand. You know, I can't understand how you feel because I've not been in that situation. But I will listen to you and I'll support you as much as I can. I don't want you to be embarrassed in front of me. Because you've got one to be embarrassed about. And I do believe what you're saying. So is it a case, do you think it's like you... Obviously, you said you referred yourself to Vassa,
and
the doctor did it.
I said I don't want to go to Vassa because we've got people who go there.
Do you think there's another? Is there any other service?
I've had to go to Vassa.
You have to.
The other one.
Can you do one-to-one stuff with them?
It was called Step Forward.
But
that had a 10-month waiting list, and it broke my heart.
You need it now.
It broke my heart, and I haven't been able to, like, focus on, like, getting better because of all this, because, like, it's just pure stress, and that's why I want it over and done with, because I'm not inappropriate, I'm not anything like that.
Okay. This is why they have to obviously take the action that they have, because they have to just investigate it, and it happens with everyone, and I know it's shit, because it makes you feel like utter shit, and that you're in the wrong, and that no one cares about you, and it couldn't be any further from the truth. It really couldn't. The problem that we've got as we're employers is that we're told we cannot have any contact, which is the shit part of it.
Someone in the hospital told me that you need periods of silence to listen to what's saying. I think Andy and the other young lads picked up on it. He had to take me home a couple of times.
From where? Did you mention anything to him?
He knows a little bit. He was trying to help me get funding for the EMDR, because he's had it before. But it's one of them now, but way I wouldn't want to move out of mine and stuff, because it's soaked into the wall. I feel like I'm at a crime scene, and then just like I feel like it was invaded and that a bit, and I know you sat there.
You mean your house?
Yeah, and I know I sat there, but I really well.
I think I've picked up on the fact that you were really distressed, that you weren't yourself. So when you say you feel like it's a crime scene, is that where it took place?
No. That, and that's it. Like I always thought I was being overly sensitive or overthinking things and stuff like that. But when I was hearing the noises and I was there. I know it seems like a dream now, that first month felt like a dream, but like I used to get like pulled back,
okay.
And I'm there and I can't breathe and I'm sweating and I'm okay. And I'm whatever and it's not and I know it's not in the time, it feels like it.
Yeah.
It soaks into the walls and I don't trust myself no more, because I heard things and that I know weren't there.
Voices.
I hear panting, I hear banging on the door,
okay.
I heard my Microsoft Teams going off all night long,
and it was
the ringer,
right.
the ringer, and it'd take time, and I knew what was coming, because I felt like this rumble in my tummy, and I just from that I could just feel my body giving in on myself, but I knew I had to get in, because on the Friday I had my last piece of work done in, and then on the Monday, I wanted to sort everything out. I'm just not the same person after it. No.
So, what's the plan now for that? So they've referred you to Russell again?
Yeah, so... So I'm going to so they obviously think the doctors told me it's PTSD, but it might be a complex PTSD, but only Lassie will find that out. I've got to go to a group every Monday.
So this is the group you tell me.
Yeah, it's a hub. Group thing for six weeks, and then hopefully I hit the 6 month with Vasa, because that's what they said, it's 6 months. And then it's like it's 6 weeks, and then it's one on one for a bit in the same PTSD group.
Yeah.
And then it's then hopefully that's what they're saying, that hopefully by when that finishes that one to one, then I go to, they pass their stuff on to they pass their stuff on to the asset, and then it's one to one again, and then I've got to go for EMDR, but I need to get off my medication for that, because they tell you not to be on any medication for that.
I
movement therapy, and you go for like so many sessions, and it helps you reprocess and reprogram things, but whilst you're talking through it and stuff like that. But yeah,
I'm sorry you have to do that, you have to go through that. So do you think it comes back, doesn't it?
It
doesn't go away, does it? Do you think like you've just tried to get on with it and then it's just come from
Your finance back. I got on with it in the hospital. I was working as a shock girl in town.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out of the hospital so I could save me money up for. And I got one room in a shared house on Shield Road today, and I just worked. I've always had one or two jobs.
Yeah.
And as Octa said, it starts to pick when you start to feel safe and stuff. But I just thought if I could get over everything, then I would have the skills to do it myself, and then.
You've obviously had a lot of pressure as well, because any type of like educational thing and the time pressures of work and the educational aspects that you have to do as well.
I haven't been in school since I was like 17, and that was the first time. And then I knew I was funny when I was doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't I concentrate and stuff? And I knew my body was I get like dead forgetful, because
yeah.
I've always got something. It was always like there. I've sort of everything else out, I'm over everything else. I hated myself for not speaking, and I hated myself then for not speaking. I hated myself for not speaking. Too late now. No, I'll always regret that. But it's sort of
what's not, too late?
Just
not saying about it.
And I don't want, and it's mine. Do you know what I mean? You'd be surprised how many people, you know what I mean? And I got that at the time ish. But I was too busy sorting my life out and improving up like that. I didn't belong in there.
You didn't belong where?
In the hospital, and that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was different from the other girls. They all, yeah.
I don't want to ask you too many questions, because I don't want to make you feel worse.
Thank you. I just wanted to be like everyone else. I wanted to be normal.
Yeah, I can understand that. But
I'm not.
Well, you're not normal. I don't look at you like that.
Because it's...
I look at you like normal, but that's my... I've not gone through what you've gone through, so I can't say that's how you feel, do you know what I mean? But I don't think any of us would look at you any differently. I certainly don't. Like, you've shared that with me.
I just didn't want you to think that I was...
Is that finished, but...
Yeah.
He didn't want me to think... I'll have to go
and
buy a coffee in a minute.
I just didn't want you to think I was lying, Katie.
I don't think you're lying. Feels like we can't properly at the minute. Which
which is shit. To wave at, yeah. So she said, please let her know. Then I did see her and I waved at her. I said, okay. These kids having an absolute meltdown. I love watching kids having a meltdown. But what happened now? Obviously, now that sickness.
It runs out today, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Do you think you're ready to have this interview?
I've got to be. Yeah. I don't think this is going anywhere. It's not going.
Do you want me to arrange it then?
Yeah, it'll have to be in like November time or something.
So if you can kind of like prepare yourself that it'll be November.
I've done that since I last spoke for.
Okay. So I had a look this week on, like, you know, we mentioned the occupational health. Would you still be okay to have that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what they're going to do and stuff like that. But...
Sorry, I didn't hear you then. Like I explained to you, like, for the purposes of bloody where. You know how I feel about certain things. I just feel like if you had this, it'd be helpful for you. Yeah. With the sickness, but also with you having this investigation as well. But I know it's not easy to talk about stuff that you feel like you've probably talked about enough. But it's up to you to say what you want to say, and you don't have to say anything you don't want to say. What they will do is they do it over the phone. Then they will, if you give them permission, they'll say that I can have a copy of the report. The report's quite basic, to be fair. It doesn't go into intricate details. It just basically says, like, you know, where you're at. Whether there's anything I can do to support you any further. And it's like, when you've been off sick as well, that's what they like, that's what they want you to have. Especially if it's a long term. I've had to have a few of them, different things. You okay?
Yeah. I've just got this horrible little twitching going on at the moment with my neck and my ass, but it's all right.
Feels like you're getting there with it though.
Yeah, I'm better than what I was, couldn't string a sentence together.
I've got to admit, when I first spoke to you, I was quite upset. Because it was a shock. That's what I'm not saying that to make you feel bad, but it's nice that I can. I feel like you're getting there a bit. It's nice to see. So these appointments, obviously, I won't just drop it on yet. I've had a look today, and that every the most days of the week, what they do is I can book it on. Gives you the time slot, then they'll, the only thing is they'll ring you on a private number, that's the only problem. So if you miss it, they'll then, they're not, some of them ring you back, others will just put it as a missed appointment. What I'll do is let you know the time slot, and usually they're quite good, they ring you like on the dot. It's usually like for a 40 minute appointment, but it doesn't have to last that long. And then they'll speak to you over the phone, so you'll be in the comfort of wherever you want to have that conversation. And then they usually like let me know that you've attempted it quite quickly, and then if you give them permission, they'll just write a brief report for me. So
techniques and stuff I've already covered in psychology, but it's like a refresher. I had a refresher, it's just stuff like that for the time being. They don't expect it to speak about nothing, and then because it's like a group, and then I get more one to one in the last couple of weeks. So,
have you met your group? Are you worried? I mean, you got bound to feel nervous, aren't you? Are you worried about seeing anyone in there?
No, because the first ones with a different service, and then it goes from there.
All these noises are going through me.
It needs to be done. And this is what it is, isn't it? You can't run away from it. And I think now it's a good time to do it, because I'm a woman now, and I'm not a kid. And I don't think I would have listened when I was a kid. I wouldn't have done at all.
Sometimes it's not the right time, is it?
No.
You've got to come back to it, and you can try it a few times, and it's just not doesn't really do anything, and then you get the one time where you go and it makes a massive difference. So shall I
Yeah, just because I want it over the done with. I can focus on.
Yeah, on yourself. I've been trying to, like, obviously you've had your fit notes, so I've been able to say that fit for it at the minute. But obviously I want you to know that I've done that, because I was trying to protect you in a way as well.
I got a lot out of me. I went well for a good month there. I went with it.
I
remember speaking on the phone to you, and I said I was scared, and I was scared because of that.
Makes sense.
Scared because of the noises. I was scared.
Because I was like, my nerves were gone in case she was scared of other things, so she could imagine where my head went. Does that make sense now?
Yeah. And I said to you that I wanted to keep my dignity and go, and it was only because of this. I didn't want people to know. I wanted to be seen as a professional, not as a victim.
To see
as
professional, is it?
Can't have that label on me because I want to work with kids. I'm good at working with kids.
And you will. And you'll be buzzing it.
My that's the only thing at the moment. Just don't want that. It was hard because bad things happen to people all the time, and they don't get traumatized. And then I thought, what's the difference? And it leaves you in this pit of like good and evil and that. And you don't know who you are, and you don't know who anyone else is, and it leaves you there. Do you know what I mean? It leaves you there, and that's the only thing. It bites you, and then your body doesn't forget it.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't forget it.
Said that about our little discussions about not like this conversation of think your body just not forget it. I agree.
It doesn't. I didn't want to be like my mum, who turned into a bit of an alky. My dad was sick in the end, and I know that. I've known that for a long time. He couldn't protect me from nothing.
Does he give you the hold when they made you love? Never forget that. Might not feel like it now, but trust me.
It was all going in every day in the work, and I was functioning. It was mad.
At what?
I was functioning.
I'm just gutted I didn't see you.
And this is it.
This, in a way,
I feel like I relate more to them now than I do, because you have to look at the maladaptive behaviours and what actually are the problems before something terrible happens. You know what I mean? Like mental health and that. Sometimes it's like laying in bed all day, and sometimes it's waiting all the time. So
that's the thing, isn't it? Everyone. Not one size fits all. Everyone deals with things differently. Some people it's easier to identify, and other people it's not. We'll just know that sort of always quite right.
And I'm just saying that's the thing that makes me see it with them, because it takes one to know one.
Yeah.
I just dropped the anger.
So you've had this
dealt with. I just wanted you to know. know that. I keep my mouth shut, but I'm not a liar or anything like that. No, I didn't think that. Obviously, do you have to update Matt with this and that?
I have to update him with sickness. But don't have to tell him what you don't want me to tell him. It's up to you. I mean, I think... the way you've... obviously, you've told me and given me that it makes sense in terms of everything else going on and how you were at the time.
My mouth just kept on getting... my mouth just kept on getting, like... I couldn't speak.
Understandable.
And then it was like, I don't know what it was like, but it was just, yeah.
When did it start coming back to the, obviously it's always been there.
Maybe before Christmas.
So it started coming up to the same.
Just little tiny things. It's ruined a big part of my life. A massive part of my life. I can't get close with anyone. I don't like doing anything like that. And I have my friends, but I just can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm 28, and yeah. I've avoided it for a long time, and then I put these pictures up. I knew something was there, but I just couldn't get it out. Like, what was the problem? Like, I felt like I was sleeping on a pay every night doing. I wouldn't have listened when I was 19, like, but I know if knowing what they're like now, I probably would have said something, but I didn't. Hindsight's a nice thing to have, but it doesn't give you the gift of reflection, does it?
No, not at all.
I'm not the same person that I was, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
It just means that you take forward and you grow, don't you? You are like a ray of sunshine.
that.
Because it makes you unique and it makes you you. I know things are difficult at the moment, but it won't always be like this. Won't always be like this at all. And you're only young. You've got absolutely years ahead of you. And I know you'll be in a better place. I know you will. You've got a lot to give.
Just need to keep that in yourself for the time being. You need to give it.
You do.
I need to give
focus
it to
on you.
Me. Because that's all
I've
done.
You're a giver, and you give.
And that's it. I realised, from 8 or something like that, that's all I've done.
I looked after my dad,
and he was just fucking around there.
You're like the family protector. You've probably also lived in a highly functional state of anxiety for a lot of your life.
Well, I'm just glad it happened now. Body last time, nothing in mind. I said, I went for that.
Is there anything I can get you or do for you?
No. Nothing.
You still read, but you're not having to focus.
Not really. I couldn't listen to nothing for ages because I couldn't go outside or nothing like that without someone.
Do you feel anxious?
Yeah, I feel anxious. I feel like I've been reborn in a weird sense because I wasn't supposed to be here, Katie. I'd rather do the interview than someone stand in a corner with me.
Yeah, totally. So, you know when they admitted you to hospital, did you take yourself there?
Becky took me to hospital on this Sunday night.
Because you were there, weren't you, that weekend?
Yeah,
and you had enough?
Yeah, I got into the bath and she tells me this now, but like I must have got in when it was, I just put the hot tap on and I sat in it and she's got like an ensuite with the bath in, and the dog was scratching at the door, and he must have been in the bath for about 20 minutes or something, but she put her hand in it and it was piping and I couldn't feel it and I had like you had a hot water bottle on you for too long and I couldn't feel it, and she had to go to work the next day and there was nowhere to go. I didn't want to go home. And then she said, we're gonna have to take the doctors. And I said, okay. And the noises weren't stopping. I had the noises for about 3 weeks. I had the noises and that. And I remembered it because of all the kickoffs and that were happening. Do you know, with the self-call thing and that?
That must have been off.
It was just bad to see the kids like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because of, and then I had to tell Sean on Saturday, I don't want to be here anymore, and then he said that he'd call me selfish if I did, and then it was maybe a week later he rang me and then said, imagine me having that conversation with the kids. And I just couldn't, like, it just stopped. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Yeah. So I put it in perspective for me, but I'm not. I'm not there no more.
So when you got in the bath, was you trying to not be in anymore?
Okay. Because it was like, and I'll be honest with you, it was like I couldn't grieve being what had happened, and then I had another label on me of like,
yeah,
like a, and I was stuck in that state of not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt one way, but another thing happened.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like, it went into two.
Yeah.
It went into two, and that's it. And I hadn't slept for like 3 days, and I'm not messing. I think the last thing I had on the was the breakfast.
The breakfast
was the last thing I had, because my friend Sean ordered me a Chinese man, and I still didn't eat it because it just felt violent meal. And Hogwarts was kicking off, and she was telling me to eat, but like that night she was just like, she was up and down, and she was like stroking my head and stuff like that. And then when in the morning she went to work, and then she said to Becky, you're gonna have to go and get Lizzie. And she did, because I was just there by myself. I didn't know nothing. I was just watching the clock go from like,
must have been about
10:01. 10:02, 10:03, 10:04, all that sort of thing on the Alexa, and I was just like sat there, and I don't remember it, but Becky came in and she said I was just laying on my mattress with my photos, and she just grabbed my hand, and I just said to her, there's just no one on this planet who hates me more than me. Not as much as me.
No one hates you. No one. So if that's what you're thinking, get that right out your head.
You can't believe I'm sitting here with you, to be honest.
No.
It feels mad.
I know.
I don't know what's the best to do.
In what way?
Just with everything. I don't know when I'm gonna get better.
You will get better.
I'm back.
Oh gosh, yeah. It'll take time, you know that. Just take it day by day.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm alright, I'm fine, but I'm better than I was anyway.
Well, just you've already been at rock bottom, haven't you?
Don't get me wrong, Katie, I was really worried last night. I had like 4 hours kit because the last time I seen you, all that happened the night before, and it was making me go like that, and it was just like I was just like, oh, I'm not there anymore, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you feel?
All right, I'm just a bit tired, that's all now.
You probably feel a little bit mistrusted.
I just feel bare. I feel like I've got nothing else to give yous now. I give yous everything. Like in regards to me, I've nothing else to offer the place for 5 GCSEs and my experience, and it made me feel like I could do it. It made me engage with them, but people take advantage, and that's another thing. That's a hard thing. I know we can't talk about it, but
yeah.
With the shit getting, yeah. With the information get given out and moving stuff.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it?
Another thing that just been.
Talk to me about it one day.
Yeah, it's just a lot, but it's okay. It's mine. I need to get through it. I got given it for a reason. I got given it for a reason.
Okay.
And it'll be my lesson.
Do you know what? I believe it's okay. You do. Sometimes you're like, what the hell? Like, what else are you gonna throw at me? I do think similarly, but you are an empath and you do give quite a lot to people, so maybe it's a bit of a lesson about giving back to yourself for now,
yeah.
And putting yourself first, because do you know what, there is nothing wrong with putting yourself first, and there's nothing wrong with putting boundaries up with anyone, including your mates, including your family, including people you work with.
And that's it.
And sometimes, you know, we get it wrong and we have to just learn from it. Doesn't make any of us bad people. It really doesn't.
But yeah,
I'm just sorry that this whole alarm has got to happen, to be honest.
But it's one of them policy.
It is. The only thing I'm probably told is you, to be honest. You being all nice.
I will then.
Yeah, I'm not
doubting that. So,
who contacts me now? Will it just be like a case of just wait for?
So the lady's name who's been assigned to look into everything is Arlene. Her name, I think, is Arlene Pilkington. She's really nice. So I'll speak to her. I'll ring her tomorrow. Suggest November, the date of November. To be fair, I'm pretty sure the half term's coming up, which is good because no one's in on half term. So I'm sure she's off for half term and then it'll be November.
Okay.
Yeah. So your fit note runs out today. Is that it now?
Yeah, and I just need, obviously, I need to, they've got an appointment with me tomorrow.
Doctor?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm with me tomorrow.
You gotta speak to them?
Yeah, I've just turned around to them and I just said, like, listen, I know I'm not all 100% for work, but I can have an adult conversation with someone, do you know what I mean? I can have an adult conversation with someone. I don't want anyone to take that away from me.
Have you told them that the situation at the minute, not the in and out, but have you told them you submitted full pay?
Yeah.
So then you wouldn't have to be in until that's...
Yeah.
Just so that they know the context, because that way they might be more inclined to agree to it, because they know you're not up to going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
so I'll speak to Arlene. And Arlene, have you thought any more about whether you'd want it at home or what?
No, I'm trying to keep that mind space.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we can do one of the buildings like in town where no one knows anyone in terms, because they've got like, I'm sure they've got like MLJ buildings that they can use where they can hire a room out, and then it's like a absolutely, you won't feel like you're gonna bump into anyone or anything like that, and it'll be easier for you to get to. And I mean, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to take someone with you, but they'd sit outside. You'll get a letter if you go. And then you're in the union, your union should kick in.
Yeah.
So shall I arrange the occupational health referral for next week?
Yeah.
To later on in the week,
just,
though?
Yeah, just give me a time and a date.
I was thinking about like Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm.
Is that enough for you to process?
Yeah.
I'll obviously message her and let you know what slot, and then you can pick a slot and then I'll book it. And then hopefully Arlene will be able to sort a date. Well, then I think what happened is she was sending you a letter out. I can just say the letter is a dead formal letter. I've had one because she's had to obviously speak to me about it. Like, and it does make you feel a bit. It's just the civil service letter.
Yeah.
It's just pants. And I don't want it to knock you.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
Oh,
that's how you need to see it.
Yeah. Definitely. That's just one of them, isn't it?
But I don't want to not say that in case you got it and you read it and you started feeling a bit anxious, because it can, anything like that makes me feel like that, and if I felt like that, it probably make you feel like that. So I just want to like preempt it and just say, just let it do that, we'll be right.
But yeah, that's enough it for me now.
Huh?
That's it for me now. Obviously, is it still usually phone calls and stuff?
Yeah, so obviously, I've been off sick, I'm really sorry about that as well. Had 2 weeks leave, and then I did go down to check your number in case you needed her. So she knew it was you. But she said that you'd have been in touch, and I said, don't worry, I'll get back in touch with her. Then obviously on the Thursday I messaged you because I was ill, I couldn't get out of bed. So I'll just have weekly contact with you. I don't have to see you face to face. I can if you want me to. You can decide. Usually what I do is do phone calls for a few weeks and then, like, every month or so, maybe see if you want to have a catch up. If that's all right with you. And I'll keep in touch with you like that.
Do you think I could have that back?
Yeah, can I just read it first?
Yeah, go on.
Do you mind if I make a note of the date on the qubit? Is that okay? Are you doing anything later?
No, I mean, just need to pop in a little bit. Get some
bits.
Yeah. Okay. Get some bits.
Can I be good with it? What are you having for tea?
I've just put on some teriyaki meatballs.
I don't know what I'm having for my tea. I had an Easter egg yesterday. The whole fucking thing. What's Bethany Lodge?
That's the practitioner's name. She was the lady at the phone call.
I thought it was a place. Bethany Lodge, okay. Oh yeah, specialist nurse practitioner.
She's the mental health nurse. And then I had Dr. Winfield at Broadoak. And then some girl called myself or something.
Planning on going to Rebecca's anytime soon, or?
No, not for a little bit. I just see the days in the corner. But just trying to get used to
getting back in a routine at home.
Yeah.
writing down some bits because one, my brain is like a sieve. But you know the way, obviously the date that you've gone in, and then she's mentioned, you've mentioned about you struggling for 8 months prior, because it all links into the time scales of things with what's going on
prior to it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's just before, letting you know why I'm writing it. Just now I know, picking your thumbs. Picking your thumbs.
The toes and my thumbs have got them infected.
Was you chewing it?
Sleeping, yeah. I wake up in the morning and I just feel like absolute dog shit.
Have you done well to come into work? I don't know why you did that.
I didn't. And then it was when I had the pictures, it started to really come up. I've got new pictures on up now in the house and I thought, why not?
What pictures?
Like, I just
got oh, you mean pictures. In your head?
Yeah. No, like, I've got actual pictures of like, just like me, my brothers, you know, my dad, my friends, whatever. And I'd walk past them every day. I didn't think anything of them, and then I started to get angry at them. And I was like, why? And they just went to the front of me. I wasn't like protecting them.
Yeah. So they referred you into Step Forward?
So it was originally Step Forward because of the class in RASA.
But now,
because I've gone into secondary mental health, it has to be RASA.
Right.
And RASA was a short away from town than Step Forward.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you did say that before. Okay. That makes sense. Started with RASA then?
No.
You've already started with RASA?
No. So I've got my therapy is with Fort Liverpool PTSD.
Right.
Therapy groups.
Right.
That's for 6 weeks, the group sessions. Then it goes on to so many weeks in individual sessions.
Yeah.
And then hopefully when all of those two sets are finished,
then Rasa can pick me up, and then it falls into the 6 month deadline.
And okay.
told me to keep my phone handy because it could be any day.
So they've just got a little bit of a waiting list.
Yeah, they are the 6 months waiting list,
which is better than 10.
And I think it's because I had a history with them before as well.
They probably will, if they can, they probably will get in touch quicker. Okay. I just wanted to get that right.
Yeah, but I'll be in touch tomorrow anyway.